Hi, Raider Nation. I'm Leah, and this is my rookie year with football's fabulous females. Moving to San Francisco from Minnesota, I always wanted to try out for the Raiderettes. Seeing them out in the community and meeting several of the girls in the city really made me passionate about becoming part of this organization. I want to be a woman that's always giving, always loving, and always inspirational to those around her. Being on the Raiderettes will allow me to do just that. I feel like being a middle child, both my sisters are truly my heroes. My older sister is so responsible and loving and always sets the bar to really be successful. My little sister is so artistic and joyful and really lives life to the fullest. Having them in my family has really helped form me into the woman I am today. Raider fans, I'm Raiderette Leah, and I'll see you on game day.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, JT. We love having Jeanette Thompson on this show. She does so much, as you know, at Raiders.com. You should see how busy she is on game day. Jeanette, what's happening throughout the Raider Nation this week?
Thanks, JT. There's been a recent addition to the Raiders family, and he's been having a lot of fun introducing himself to the younger members of the Raider Nation.
Code Blitz! Code Blitz! Secure the perimeter! Call the Guardian! If you think you're gonna steal the Raiders' mojo, you got another thing coming!
NFL Rush Zone Season of the Guardians is an animated series on Nickelodeon starring none other than the characters inspired by the NFL's 32 teams. Among them is the Raiders' own Rusher. Rusher recently spent some time at the practice facility in Alameda where he watched the season premiere of his new show with young fans and later practiced a few drills with them.
They're out here busting these drills out, and some of them have never played football, never touched the football. Some didn't know what football was. So, you know, they get to come out here and have a good time.
Go Raider Rusher!
Raider! Raider!
Raider!
On Sunday, Rusher made his way to ODOTCO Coliseum, where he posed for plenty of photos with the kids of the Raider Nation. From the Raider Rusher to the man who stops the opposing team's pass rusher, meet offensive tackle Tony Pachos.
Now, literally, you got here days before we went to play the Colts.
Yes.
And you started in that game. What was that week like for you leading up to the game and playing in the game?
It was crazy. It was, from Wednesday to, all of a sudden you're asked to start and you don't even know everybody's name on the offense. It was kind of tough, but I relied heavily on my coaches and my teammates and then as well as my past experiences in the NFL.
It looks like you've gelled really well. Are looks deceiving or is that real?
There's good guys around me, so it helps out. And the more we work together, we're five guys playing one position. So the more you're out there with them and running with them and learning them, the guys, it helps. Then you build and grow the confidence within the system.
Talk to me about blocking for a quarterback like Terrell Pryor, one that's so mobile.
Mm-hmm. I'm just in awe of Terrell as a player and his capabilities. Not only is he, I think, a really good quarterback, but he has that other edge that can beat you with his athleticism. And it's real fun. I those are the quarterbacks that I want to be blocking for, is really dynamic and exceptional guys like him. And I'm excited to block for him because I know his capabilities in the offense is once we put it all together and grow with it.
Tell me about playing in the silver and black now. This is it's a team that's rich in tradition. So to be able to put on the silver and black, is it a new time for you, and is it something special?
Yeah, I've totally embraced it. Some of the guys that I've known across the league that have played here had reached out to me, and they took it very serious as well and kind of welcomed me to the family. Put a higher status on who you're playing for now and what it represents. It's cool. I've totally embraced it, and I'm all in. I'm like I call home and tell my wife, it's like, you guys see how this aura that we possess as Oakland Raiders.
Tony's had a lot of work to do since coming to the Oakland Raiders. He's had to step up due to all the injuries on the offensive line, and he's getting better every week. We thank Jeanette Thompson for joining us. Raider Nation, as you are already aware, this game is Sunday night. It's an 8:35 start locally in Oakland. So get to the game on time. Get loud, be proud, as the rival, the San Diego Chargers, are in town. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. Have an outstanding week.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.